News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Guess what we're going to start hour two with? It is the El Paso History Moment, written by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about Chinese in early El Paso.
Chinese immigrants settle in El Paso and Juarez. Shortly before the completion of the Southern Union Pacific Railroad in 1881, many Chinese arrive and open laundries and restaurants. Others farm along the Rio Grande, selling their crops to local markets, making this one of the largest Chinese communities in Texas. Then the Mexican Revolution erupts and Chinese are not looked upon favorably in Mexico. General Pershing brings back hundreds of Chinese to the United States from Mexico for their protection. They were allowed to immigrate when General Pershing personally petitioned Congress. Today's Chinese El Pasoans continue to maintain a sense of community in the city they helped to develop. More El Paso history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
All right, we're going to talk about that in a moment here, about the Chinese history. What an interesting past that was.
Oh, my gosh.
Where'd you find that?
Well, I found that online. No, I did a little research on it all. But, you know, the one thing that people don't realize is down in the area they're talking about putting in the arena, the La Norteña restaurant, which a lot of people remember, used to be or was the first location of the first Chinese laundry in El Paso.
Was it the first one?
The first one, yeah. So, there's again, it kind of goes into that different history, the Chinese history down in the Duranguito area and such. So, it's fascinating.
There's
a lot of history
Well,
there.
Like Les Parker said, there's history every square acre of El Paso.
Yeah.
Well, this is also ElPasoCountyHistory.com. That's where you can go and find more details about the commission.
That's right. Their next meeting is February 13th at 11:30 a.m. and it's going to be at Les Parker's, kind enough to let them use the bank room down at United Bank of El Paso del Norte Bank. That's at Main and Kansas Streets. And if you're interested and you want information, they are always open to the public. All meetings are open to the public. You just need to show up. Give them a call at 915-581-7920.
And we thank Les for letting that crowd meet down there, because there's no charge on there. But
He's a big supporter
really
of history in El Paso.
And I hadn't really ever talked to him much about that history, but certainly there is.
We don't have a show long enough to talk about his history.
We really don't. Now we got another guy in here who knows about history. Is this mic on over here, Sergio? We got to make sure that we hear him, because we have a guy in here named Ben Fife. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, we need that mic on. No. Ben Fife, good morning.
Good morning.
I knew you were here. Hey, Ben.
He's signing over there on the background.
But Ben, you're the interim director. Is that the right word?
That is correct. I am the interim director of the Museum of History, and I'm actually the assistant director for the entire department.
So. Well, now, the entire department, though, just real quick, you got an art museum, somebody brand new.
Yeah, actually, Dr. Victoria Ramirez, she just started on Tuesday. We're really excited to have her. She is from the Bullock Museum in Austin.
Oh, she knows
that's
stuff.
A great museum,
so
too.
She's no stranger to Texas history herself, but she has a really strong background working in art museums as well. We are so thrilled to have her.
Okay, I want to ask her, does she think Texas history begins in El Paso? Because if she says no, we're going to have something to talk about.
I was going to say, you two are going to have a very stormy relationship if she says no.
Well, the thing is, though, you can't, if we're wrong, I'll back up. But so far, we haven't been wrong. So Ben Fife is in the house. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. I got a flyer in the mail that we should talk about at one point. But where do you want to go? Because there's so many things you can tell us.
Yeah, you know, I think we are really excited at the department and I think at the museum itself. I have been interim now for a little over a year. Actually, we are still in the process of searching for a director. But I'm a really firm believer that just because we, you know, I'm an interim, that we don't come in and figure out how do we do what we do better.
Now, do you want the job, or are you just going to back up into MCAD when you can?
I am willing to pass the baton.
Got it. Okay.
He's got a few hats he wears.
I have a few hats I wear. None of them 10-gallon. Yeah.
You notice his hairline, though? It's from spinning.
Yeah, the hair's changed from that hat. It's up higher.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually a big believer that, you know, right now, while we are between directors, it doesn't mean we stop what we're doing. And so we're always trying to figure out how we do what we do better, bigger. I'm a big believer in increasing the quality of the visitor experience. I want everyone who steps foot in that museum or any of our museums to leave really excited about what they've learned, whether they're visitors or whether they're El Pasoans, you know, whether they're Juarenses, that they understand that there are really unique holdings in all of our museums, that Texas history starts here.
You're close.
You know that American history in a lot of ways starts here.
Yes.
And that really this community looks like what the rest of the country is going to look like in about 20, 30 years. And there's all sorts of things that come with that. And I'm excited about the ability to be able to tell those stories, celebrate that, and have everybody leaving excited.
Now, your background is you're a local kid. You also did, you said you did tours at, you're telling me. Did tours of the Salada Mission.
Yeah, you know, actually, I went to grade school at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is, I don't believe is there anymore. The diocese shut down the school. But I was a Catholic school kid. That's the Catholic school that was attached to the Salada Mission. And they started a program when I was in about sixth grade where we actually, as part of our history classes, were able to learn about the unique local history we were part of. And then we actually became tour guides for the Salada Mission. And so I really cut
That's got to be cool.
It was so much fun.
Sixth grade you did this?
Sixth grade, yeah, actually. I think one of my fondest memories, that, you know, actually they would make us wear costumes as well, too. Looking back, I'm like, that might not have been the most, something I would probably advocate for now.
What kind of, how bad was the costume? Were you a conquistador?
We had conquistadors. We had Franciscan missionaries.
Yeah, okay.
We had, you know, we had everything. And actually one of my favorite memories from that program is actually Leon Metz coming over to me to compliment me on how I looked in that costume and the quality of my tour.
My boy, you're a good-looking little conquistador. I could just see that now. And he probably called you a partner.
He called me partner. But you know, I think it was really exciting for me because it was a way for me to understand something I took for granted. You know, going to school every day next to this this beautiful piece of architecture and this piece of American heritage and you just take it for granted. It's just that building over there. And then when you really start learning about it, it gets exciting and you want to share that.
The oldest Catholic church in Texas.
In Texas. And it is.
They can't dispute that over in Austin.
They cannot dispute that in Austin. And actually, it is. The Isleta Mission fights with the Socorro Mission over this distinction.
Oh, it's one day.
It is one day, but it is the oldest continuously active parish in the United States. Yeah. That's something pretty cool.
Well, that's the history in El Paso. Like I told you, I grew up not knowing this history. And it's in El Paso County, and I thought, you know, why didn't I know this? And so I've been looking into the curriculum at EPISD and all the other ISDs, and the state of Texas mandates Texas history in like the fourth grade and seventh grade.
Right.
But we only heard Alamo history. Sure. And then it ended.
Right.
And I said, oh, San Jacinto Battle. Well, we got a park here by that name. I guess there's a connection. And that was the end of my education on Texas history.
Right.
Which is nuts.
Right. And actually, that's one thing that I really want our museum to really strive to do is really help fill the gaps in and to become a place where we celebrate Texas history, but really El Paso's strong role in that.
Teach the kids here, too, would you please?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're doing what we can on the radio program, but we've come across various things. Like Maria Natividad has a book. I think it's in your gift shop.
Yeah.
We've had her in here. And that's a great little book. It explains 20 or so sites in Spanish and in English and a picture she drew.
Right.
That's basic. You need to know some of this stuff.
Right.
So where's the Museum of History going now? You're interim director, Ben Fife, but you've also got a plan in mind for whoever comes in next that they might have to just continue it. What are you doing now?
So one of the things we have been working on is I, in stepping in, really took a hard look at what we were doing, how the museum was laid out, you know, some of the approaches we had to what we did. And I really have been challenging staff to think bigger, to really think about how visitors experience the museum. I want quality to be extremely high. One of the things that we're going to be working on in the next 6 months is The exhibition that actually leads off the linear history of El Paso is upstairs. And it's beautiful. And it has some of our most significant artifacts there, including the Isleta Mission door, which has been conserved. But if you don't make it upstairs, you don't see that. And for a lot of visitors, if they're coming in the museum, they've only got a few minutes, they never make it upstairs.
Let's talk about the timeline, because you have two museums of history, really. The other one's called archaeology.
That's correct.
And what's the dividing line on what they talk about?
So pre-Columbian, pre-conquest is kind of where we are at archaeology. And then history, we touch a little bit on that, but really the story starts, at
1598. Basically. Okay, right. 1598, Oñate showed up, changed everything, named El Paso, moved up to Albuquerque for his vacation home, didn't work out. But that's so another whole story. But the point is, he came through here
right.
in such a big way, and that's the beginning of what's in the Museum of History.
Right, but I do want to say, when just because we start the story there, that doesn't mean the only perspective we talk about is his. At all.
Oh,
that's something else.
Please.
I've really strived to do with staff.
There were people already here when he showed up.
Absolutely. He did not, quote unquote, discover anything.
Correct.
And so it's really important for me. One of the other things we talk about is we've got to have multiple perspectives there. I mean, that is critical to telling the story of El Paso. There's so many people who have come through the pass mm-hmm. who have left their mark on it. And if we're not telling all those stories, celebrating all of that, it really doesn't tell. It doesn't give the complete picture to the visitor.
Maybe we should think about it in commemorating it, because you say celebration people, Oñate, they get upset. And it's not so much, hey, he was a great guy. It was like a definitely turning point in our history.
Right.
And that's why we're talking about it.
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge moment in our history, like him or not, agree with him or not.
Correct.
It happened.
It happened. In my mind, it's sort of ignoring the fact that the railroad came through here in the 1880s and changed everything as well, too.
You can't ignore that.
You can't ignore that. But you can talk about all the people involved and both sides of the story. That's how you handle these topics. But we'll be moving that exhibition downstairs. So when you walk in, it is right there. It hits you in the face. You walk through there and you get a good sense of, wow, this happened here. This is why this place matters. This is why we have a museum. And then you're able to explore and go elsewhere. So that's where you would end up, maybe heading upstairs and into the exhibition on the history of Chihuahuita and Segundo Barrio. Or some of the temporary exhibitions.
Well, I think it's great you have the DigiWall as you're walking into the main entrance of the museum. That's right. Kind of like your first intro, and then you walk, like you said, you continue into that.
Right.
And it really kind of nails it down.
But nobody has a DigiWall but us.
We're the only one in the United States. We actually can interface with our sister wall in Copenhagen.
And didn't Cairo start to get one?
Cairo has one. It's not as technically advanced as ours.
Mm-hmm. Really? I'm surprised with all their money.
So you talk about
work. Maybe I'm bragging. Maybe I'm
Ben Fife, that's one more thought about why we're world class is because we treat it right in that case.
Absolutely. And I love talking about the wall and saying, the walls in the U.S. right now, the digital walls, are in Copenhagen, Cairo, El Paso, soon potentially Glasgow and New York. That is an incredible list of cities to be on.
Well, that's a fabulous thing to have. And this is real quick. Take 20 seconds or more. Explain, what is this digital wall?
The digital wall is a user-generated visual timeline of El Paso that actually it's touchscreen technology, but you're able to scroll through an entire cityscape of El Paso and neighborhoods, click on images, have them pop up. You learn more information about that. And people are constantly uploading, and we're encouraging people to do that. I think about going to my parents' house and seeing a lot of old photos from, their grandparents' houses or things like that. And people are able to upload those, and then we can actually help tell those stories. So what I really, at its best for me, the digital wall is about the fact that it talks about big history from the personal perspective.
Oh, it's fantastic. And so, we thank Everett, who is
absolutely
basically Mr. Input down there. He's done a great job on getting that.
He does have in December alone, we have had over 600,000 touches to the digital wall.
Wow.
So we're all pretty busy.
And you do have videos on there as well.
Videos as well.
Interesting stuff. We'll talk more about that. We'll take a break. You got one question?
Did that 600,000 include on the internet, or is that a whole separate?
That's just touches to the
screen. The actual physical. Wow, that's cool.
Correct.
So that doesn't even count on what the internet may hold.
That's correct.
A lot going on there. Talking more about it. It's the El Paso Museum of History. And the address is
510 North Santa Fe Street.
And don't miss it. It's downtown across from that little ballpark thing.
Yeah, there's a small ballpark right across the street from us.
What a great location. Ben Fife's here. We're going to talk about this or more in the hour. And also, we'll just to preview here what's coming up, We've got A to Z coming here.
A to Z.
Here it comes. Interesting stuff. Oh, should we do trivia?
I think we should do trivia.
All right, trivia.
And I'm going to switch the questions around. So,
what are you going
to
do?
I'll go to the second question instead because we didn't talk about the first question.
You're
yet,
in charge. So.
Okay. What is the name of the digital wall located on the outside of the main entrance of the El Paso Museum
you mean
of History?
The official name?
Because it is the official. Referred to. Yeah, it's the official name of it. Yeah.
That's as hard a question as you got.
I know.
Don't give it to Ben. He already knows
hands on buzzer.
No, hands on the buzzer. By the way, if you can't win a certificate to Pepe's, I will give you a certificate to Pepe's. How's that?
I would appreciate that because I'm hungry.
Have you been there?
I have not been there.
Pepe's, it's a bit of a drive, but if you're in your car, what the heck?
Yeah. Did you ever go to the old Griggs restaurant?
Yes.
This is the people that work there.
They took the food.
Took the food, nice. And it's the they same
bought,
food. It's
they
wonderful.
Bought the recipes.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, and so when you go in, you order that same stuff. There, and in fact, if you love the German coleslaw, it's still the same. If you hated the German coleslaw, it's still the same. So that's it, Pepe. That's a surprise there. Some DVDs available. But we have two questions for two people.
Yes.
What do you got?
Well, okay. What do I got? What?
Questions.
Oh, the question. The first one, of course, is what is the name of the digital wall located on the outside of the main entrance of the El Paso Museum of History?
It's got a specific name. And
we just talked about it.
You get to get your choice of these prizes if you answer it.
Right.
But how do they do that?
They can give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1841. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. But don't delay. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-1841. Again, that's 1-800-400-1841.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Sale this weekend. Come see the revolutionary Michael Phelps Swim Spas by Master Spas. Save thousands at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Sale at the home show at the El Paso Convention Center. For details, call 1-855-BIG-EXPO.
If you spend nights waking up to go to the bathroom, can't sit through an entire movie, or just have trouble peeing, you could be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you're like 50% of adult males, it's frustrating to deal with the urgency, weak stream, or discomfort of urination. And then there's that diminished sex drive. But here's the good news. Now there's a major breakthrough to help get this under control. It's ProsVent, a doctor-formulated blend of natural, high-quality herbs and nutrients specifically designed to promote the overall health of your prostate. And it's guaranteed to provide relief within 30 days with no harmful side effects. Call 800-685-8526 to get a free bottle of ProsVent with your order. Or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Order today and also get a free bottle of Ultimax, the male enhancement formula for sexual vitality. Just call 800-685-8526 or go to yourfreebottle.com. Take back control with ProsVent.
What's that noise?
That's the home security guy. He's installing our alarms.
You're going to be safe as clams when I'm done drilling this sucker in.
Yeah, maybe we should have gone with Simply Safe.
The neighbors love theirs. They set it up in half an hour. No drilling, no wires, no installation fee. And 24/7 professional monitoring is only $15 a month with no long-term contracts.
I'll just pop a rug over this hole. It'll be fine.
Go to simplysafe.com/radio now to get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. Simplysafe.com/radio.
New Year's resolutions are tough, but iHeartRadio can help.
Alexa, play iHeartRadio.
Radio stations and playlists perfect for working out.
This is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
This is Bruce Springsteen.
Free radio and music on demand all in one app. Play any song. Get unlimited skips. Even take your music offline and listen data free. Let iHeartRadio help you succeed in 2017. See what everyone's talking about at iHeartRadio.com or just download the free iHeartRadio app now.
Thank you.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, coming up on next week's program, we're going to hear about some of the historic trails around El Paso and some of the many historic places we have on our trails. It's a symposium in El Paso, and the symposium is actually in March. But next week, they're coming in to talk about it. A lot of history going on, and you have some details.
Yeah, this is the Southern Trails Chapter of the Oregon-California Trails Association, and it's holding its symposium here in El Paso. And again, it's going to be March 15th through the 19th. And their presentations and tours are going to be including topics like Spanish Southwest Mission Trail, Military Trail, Chamizal National Park, Camels of the Southwest at McGoffin Home, Boundary Commission, Romance of the Santa Fe, Waco Tanks, you name it. They got all kinds of really great things. And if you're interested in learning more about the symposium, you need to call this number. It's 833. For more information, I call Celia Bell at 575-956-3294. You can find out more information on that.
We'll tell you all about it next week when they come in here, but the symposium is actually in March.
Yeah.
And yet these people are coming in next week to talk about it. This is very unusual. Ben, check this out. These people are actually with the California-Oregon Trail System.
Wow.
And they have decided to come and figure out what all these California trails are. So when I first heard about that, I said, what are you talking about? We don't have any California trails. And they said,
we do.
All of the trails, when you're sitting on the East Coast back in the 1840s, all of them were California trails.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Really?
They were going
so
to the west.
These guys, where they landed, are now backtracking and seeing what's on their trails, and they found us.
Oops.
This is going to be a trip. Also coming up, just to let you know, on February the 11th, our guest that day will be nationally known El Paso artist Gaspar Enriquez. Mm-hmm. See how he's been doing in his career and what he thinks of El Paso history.
Oh,
he has a very interesting perspective. He's a world-class artist.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's incredible.
He's sitting right here in our valley. Now, you knew of him forever at the history at the art museum.
Forever, and actually my mom's known him forever, too, yeah. You know, because she has Sanelli roots, but but, you know, I think Gaspar, he just recently painted the first Latino commission for the National Portrait Gallery. That's huge.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I mean, that's
fantastic.
Really huge. I mean, this is an El Pasoan making, you know, waves.
Nationally known.
Nationally known, and he's right in our backyard.
And here we're sitting around thinking about, oh, he's just a school teacher from Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
No.
But that plays back to what Ben was saying about all the things that have happened here. People have come through here.
Sure.
They've started here, and they've gone on to so many other wonderful things that I think the El Paso doesn't realize.
Sure.
And that's wonderful.
You know, I think a great example of that, you know, with the news of Debbie Reynolds passing a few weeks ago, it was really interesting to see the address of the house that she grew up in. And, you know, it's in Central. And to drive by and think, you know, does this family even, I
have an idea.
They
yeah.
probably have no idea well, what happened
I bet
there,
they do know? Now.
There's another one, like Gene Roddenberry. He was only 2 years old when he moved out. His former house is a parking lot or something.
Right.
But that's a claim to fame here as
sure.
well. And lots to talk about in the history of El Paso. As we move on to the phones here, we've got a guy on the phone named George. Hey, George, how's it going, dude? What happened to George?
Fine, thank you very much.
Hi, George.
You guys are doing a wonderful job, and I just want everybody to know that it's the first day of the Chinese New Year's. We celebrate several days, so, you know, as long as the food and the drinks last.
Gong hei fa choy, right?
And gong hei fa choy to everybody. I call every single station, and nobody pay attention, and nobody even say anything on the air, not even Linda Ong. And and I talked to her the year before. But yeah, the rooster, and we wish everybody Happy New Year. It's a very auspicious year. You know, I just want to say, on the year of the rooster, you know where we have our family reunion?
Where?
Either at Chick-fil-A or KFC.
Too bad the Red Rooster's not around anymore.
It's not auspicious
for
them.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing that's bad, on the year of the rabbit, we're forced to go to IHOP.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I like this. All right, tell me another one. What's next year? Give us next year's joke.
keep up the good work, everybody. I'm proud American, proud El Pasoan.
God bless you.
Very nice to hear from everyone. Well, so good luck to everybody.
Don't go away. You want to try our trivia question?
I already tried it, and I don't know the answers. I think it's something wrong.
Man, you wake up telling jokes, don't you?
Thank you so much, anyway.
All right. Okay, in that case, we'll just say thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks for listening, George.
Good luck, everybody. Thank you.
All right, you take a read. Boy, that was more fun than I thought it would be.
I like that. I want him back.
And he didn't even answer any. What's the trivia question?
The trivia question is, what is the name of the digital wall located on the outside of the main entrance of the El Paso Museum of History?
It's got a name.
We talk about it all the time.
It's five letters. And it begins with a D. And if you can't answer that, well, you're not going to get the $20.
They're not going to win the car and the trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, the trip to Las Vegas was thrown in at the last minute?
Yeah, watch. That's going to make people call.
544-5876. If you call that, we're not going to give you a trip to Las Vegas. Maybe Melissa will, but I don't know. Your border people are going to give that away, right?
Yes.
Right. That and you're going to build us a wall. No, we're not going to talk about building the wall. Never mind. All right. Well, there's nobody there on the phone. There's a phone call. Who is that? Put them on the air immediately if they want to do trivia, Shelley, because we got to get this done. And either give it away or not, because who is it? Give me a name. Scream a name at me. Put them on hold. Get them on the air. And who do you got? Okay, somebody's on the air. Your first name, please.
Brian,
you're on the air with us, dude. You ready for a trivia question?
Sure.
What's the question?
Okay, what was the name of the digital wall located on the outside of the main entrance of El Paso Museum of History?
It's easy. What is it?
Well, I'm looking at it, and it says a digital wall.
It's got a shorter name.
Digital.
No.
It's got a much shorter name.
Very close.
Going to give you one more try, because now there's another caller.
Okay, digit?
No!
Close.
But thanks for
but
trying,
no cigar.
Dude. Keep all listening. Right. All right, see you again.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, now we need this one, Shelley, as fast as you can. Put them on the air here. Who do we got here for this one? This one is... Good morning, this is Marie. Hi, how you doing?
Hi,
Marie.
You ready for the question?
Yes.
What is the name of the digital wall located on the outside of the main entrance of the El Paso Museum of History?
Digi.
Yes! Yay! And the other guy put a T on the end of it, so he couldn't do the digit. All right, well, so you got that one.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for playing. Now, you got yourself a choice of...
$20 in food from Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Canutia, or an El Paso Gold DVD, and we've got all kinds of Legends of El Paso's Mountains, Ghost Stories 2 and 3.
The Women's Club,
Rosa Guerrera, Tom Lee's El Paso, Gunfights of the Old West, and Waco Tanks.
Before you decide, let me interview Mr. Fife over here about what he thinks of the Women's Club of El Paso. They have an exhibit in your museum.
They do, actually. So we have a program where each year we focus on an El Paso institution, organization, or potentially an individual who has had a major mark in this community. So we celebrate our firsts and our luminaries, and the Women's Club was one of them. So
why are they so important?
It's hilarious. I went to Cathedral High School. I thought the Women's Club was important because that was the parking lot we had to use for years.
However, there's more.
When we started planning this exhibition and this was brought forward, it became really exciting to see the incredible things that had happened, once again, that I was unaware that had started
here
in El Paso. So the first public kindergarten in the state of Texas was in El Paso, and that was because the Women's Club of El Paso initiated that.
Okay, so Marie, you see what we're doing here. We're trying to get you to pick up that video. Now, if you don't want that, just let us know. But the Women's Club of El Paso is a piece of El Paso history that you need to know.
Right. So it was a bunch of very committed women who got together and decided, we want this community to move forward. And there have been a ton of initiatives over the last 100-plus years. We celebrated the centennial of their clubhouse, but they've been going much stronger
than
since that.
Okay, Marie, did we sell you on the video?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay!
She's like, yeah,
give this lady
no?
a Women's Club video. Marie, thank you for your patience with us. Thanks for playing. Hold on.
Thank you.
You take care. We got a comment here from, who do you got a comment from, Shelley? Flip that board up real quick. You ain't got a comment. That's Ronnie on three. Yeah, my mind doesn't work that fast. But Ronnie on three. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Hello, sir.
Yes,
sir. Good day, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. There used to be a time when there was a lighthouse on top of the mountain, and I believe in one of the newspapers up on top of the upper right-hand corner, there used to be a picture of a little lighthouse.
It was a beacon.
Representing that.
It was a beacon. It was a beacon, yeah.
For
it was down
place?
Where the Channel 13 tower is now. And it was a beacon so the planes wouldn't hit them. By the way, Marie, I managed to disconnect you. Marie, call back, talk to Shelley. Sorry about that, Chief. Sorry about that, Shelley. I mean, the buttons are going too fast. Okay, back to your thought. It was a beacon on the mountain, and I believe it was red and maybe even green. What do you remember?
Well, I just had heard people talk about it, but I do remember seeing it, the little emblem on, I don't remember if it was the poster of the Times, but... where could I find out more information on that?
Well, I'm guessing that if Barbara Given Baney is listening, she may find a picture and put it on Facebook. I'll remember in El Paso when. But it, what it was it was a beacon there prior to a TV station taking that location. Once they put a TV station there, the TV tower lights illuminated for the pilots.
Oh, because I was just going to ask you, well, when did they take it off? But I guess that answers that question.
Let me quick question. El Paso Community Foundation used to have a replica of what's his name that headed up KTSM or
Carl Weiler.
Carl Weiler. They had a replication of his office in the old building.
Yeah.
Before they moved to the new one, and I know they had they might have that information also.
Well, also a guy who was involved in this was Chris Fox. I think he did something with that beacon when they took it down. He was with the State National Bank.
Right. But what I'm saying is they may at the El Paso Community Foundation have that information he's interested in too.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because there was all kinds of stuff that was on the mountain that was different as the TV stations came up.
TV station might have it.
Well, I wonder because do you know who had the first TV station up on the mountain? There's a question for you.
Channel 9.
No.
Oh, no?
No. Channel 4. CBS 4. They built what they call the Sea Road on the east side of the mountain, and Channel 4 was first, and then Channel 9, and then Channel 13 at the base of the mountain, which became, actually, that was Channel 7 to begin with, that became 13.
Not excellent. That it,
anyway.
Well, you know what? Another beacon that kind of disappeared was that big big beacon in the northeast. Was it one of the shopping centers? I guess it was Northeast Shopping Center. Remember it got
Maybe.
Taken down?
Yeah.
It was going to be refurbished by someone, and it never happened.
Well, stuff like that goes on, but again, a better place, because they're listening when we do this show, a better place to look for details is Remember in El Paso Win on Facebook, because they find these pictures out of nowhere, so check them out.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a good day. I mean, I love your show. I listen to it every Sunday, and I just thought I'd inject a little something different today.
Thank you kindly, but it's Saturday. We appreciate that.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take care. Thanks. I will see you again. All right, we do indeed need to take a break here. 544 what?
5876 or 544 KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
If you have sleep apnea, a CPAP system can be a lifesaver, but not if it's making you sick.
I've been using a CPAP for 6 years, and every year I would get upper respiratory infections. Last year I was very sick over and over again for a total of 5 months, coughing, sneezing, feeling terrible.
A dirty CPAP can make you sick, but now SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-3703.
Out of desperation, I searched the internet and found this amazing and wonderful product. I've been using the SoClean machine for 8 months now and have not had a single infection.
SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes, and it's completely hands-free. Don't wait. You owe it to your health to call for your risk-free trial right now. Call 1-800-900-3703. 1-800-900-3703.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite and Lico Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Childhood hunger is a silent epidemic. 1 in 5 school children do not have enough to eat. School lunch programs help feed these kids. But when the school bell rings on Friday, many of these children have nothing to eat. Blessings in a Backpack provides 2 entrees, 2 breakfasts, and 2 snacks for children who would otherwise have no food and no hope. Go to blessingsinabackpack.org.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, we got Roy on hold. We're going to talk to him in a minute. But now we need to tell you what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Is one of downtown's high-rises headed for a spot on the prestigious national list? You'll be surprised by which one.
Why a Japanese company bought a borderland steel mill and the global implications.
And you've got a great idea for a startup business you need to know about this year's venture competition. El Paso Inc. has the details.
Well, El Paso Inc. is online at elpasoinc.com, and it's available for home and business delivery.
You can call 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, Border Security, a former Border Patrol chief and a Border Patrol union rep discuss President Trump's plans for the border wall and adding more agents.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Rick Cabrera hosts Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
All right, that's going to be tomorrow night. Check that out. We got a phone caller named Roy. Roy, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you guys.
Hey, Roy.
I had a comment about the the beacon on the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
That was before everybody had directional finders on the radio for the radios.
Oh, you mean you've been on airplanes?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. And the thing would rotate around. It was red and white.
White.
And
okay.
Each color had 1 or 2 flashes or whatever, and that was the code for ELP El Paso.
Okay, now that makes sense. What happened to it?
Is
that in your garage? Roy, is that in your garage?
No, I won't quite hold it. Last I saw it, at least I think that's what it was. It was mounted on maybe the same tower, but a tower out by the, where Francis Aviation is. At Metro East Airport.
Interesting.
It's gone now. Nobody's using it now.
Well, thank you for the info. And if you find it, give it to the History Museum, would you?
I've got a lot of stuff. I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Well, thanks for ringing up, dude. Good
take
to talk
care,
to you.
Roy.
Thanks, guys.
See you again. All right, you take care. That was Roy on the phone. We need to talk a little bit now about the History Museum's A to Z, because mm-hmm. Ben Fife is here, interim director. You're not looking for the job. You need to go back into MCAD and become the MCAD guy that you are.
Right.
But you've taken
I do both.
But right now you're doing both. How's it going? Because you still are doing brand new things. Tell us about this.
So A to Z is an exhibition. We initially opened the Museum of History. This was one of the exhibits that opened up. We got a lot of criticism for it. And in my mind, I was at the, you know, I was with the department when we opened the museum. And for me, A to Z initially looked a little sparse.
Remember back how the museum was funded.
We're not going to get into that, but
just as a fact,
right?
The exhibits were not funded initially,
yeah.
Right? And actually, exhibits, the compact with the city for all of our facilities is city pays for operations, but not necessarily exhibitions and programming.
So this is donations you needed,
right? So
hence foundations,
raise, fundraising. Now, the premise for that exhibit is really good to me, though, because it's an opportunity to take a lot of things out of storage. There are 8,500 items in the collection. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have, you know, one or two of something. It's not enough to flesh out an entire exhibition around that. Mm-hmm. But exhibitions like this are an opportunity to be able to bring them out, celebrate them, highlight what's going on. So this is an exhibition in which we're able to bring out, you know, a cast of Pancho Villa's Death Mask. Oh. You know, in the same time you walk, you turn a corner, you're going to see the taxidermied bear that was donated by Don Haskins.
Haskins, of
course. That's in a bit, you know, it gives us the opportunity to talk about that. We have Rosa Guerrero's China Poblana costume out and on display, you know, talking about that. So, you know, there are all these great things. And then you also have these really interesting items that sometimes just make you stop and think about things we take for granted today. One of the items is a little box. When I saw it, I had no idea what it was. And our curator, Barbara Angus, who is a fountain of knowledge, explained to me that these were little boxes that you would put hot coals in. And when you were riding that wagon trail to California, you'd put your feet there, and that's how you kept your feet warm. Mm-hmm. And then to me, immediately, all I thought about is when you turn the dial on your car, to the heater, and you have the arrow down at your feet. That was the equivalent of that.
Yeah, like the bedpans they used to use to heat the sheets.
Exactly.
In the old days.
I had the vision of a stagecoach on fire going down the trail.
That'd probably be if I was the one who actually
or if you knocked it over. Yeah,
that's what I mean. But see, this is open house on February the 5th. This would be the Sunday,
right? Actually, so we're going to have an open house community celebration. It's a great way to come in and see this new improved A to Z is packed to the gills. Lots and lots of bright colors. For me, El Paso history is loud and brash.
Okay.
And
well, this is tomorrow at 1 p.m. Well, on your Facebook
page.
A week away. The 29th of January, so I just want to give you a heads up.
Okay.
It's not tomorrow.
Well, on the flyer here, it says February 5.
February 5.
Okay. Here's one thing on the cover here. We're going to take another break here in a second, right? Well, we got a microphone used by El Paso radio legend Steve Krosno. How did you get that?
So actually, we did supplement this exhibit with a few items from local collectors, and that is really due to the generosity of George Reynoso and All That Music.
He had it.
And so, you know, I think once again, these items are great ways to bring things out, and we're able to tell really unique stories about El Paso.
You need personal the beacon. History, yeah.
You need
personal
that beacon history. From up on the mountain. You need that beacon. Anybody's got the beacon, call Ben Fife.
Yeah.
Give him a beacon, or at least lend it to him.
Right. But, you know, like, you know, when we talk about Steve Krosno, you know, the idea that he was really pushing integrated music at a time when that was not necessarily popular. And sometimes we forget that El Paso is part of Texas, maybe, in terms of being segregated in the Confederacy. But we were, and you know, to talk about that, and you know, also to be able to talk about the fact that our radio DJs were able to crisscross back and forth with DJs in Juarez. Music that might have been banned on this side was not banned over there.
Well, Krosno was unique to begin with. Oh, my
amazing,
God.
Yeah.
What a different dude. All right, one more break here. We got Ben Fife in the house till noon. And by the way, let's go to Pepe's today. We'll be out there about 12:30 out there. Sergio, you ready for another break? Call us up if you need to.
Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Thanks for joining the GoToMeeting, everybody. Lou, have the supplies?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, have...
Yep, we sent it to accounting.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free.
Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa blowout sale this weekend. Come see the revolutionary Michael Phelps Swim Spas by Master Spas. Save thousands at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa blowout sale at the home show at the El Paso Convention Center. For details, call 1-855-BIG-EXPO.
Small business owners, here's a thought. 63% of iHeartRadio listeners say they've made purchases based on what our personalities recommend. There's no better way to grow your small business than with the ultimate word of mouth. iHeartRadio. Call 844-BUY-RADIO to learn more.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, we got lots going on. Michael on hold. Barbara put up the picture of the beacon. And you're putting that on our Facebook
page? I'm putting it on our Facebook
page. It's got to be on El Paso History Radio. She put it on my personal
thing. Well, it came off of her site, remember, in El Paso Win, which there's tons of wonderful pictures.
But she's got to highlight that so we can tell people how to find that. All right. Real quick here, Ben, you've got a lot going on here. Tell us what's new.
So we have a lot of major programs associated with El Paso A to Z. We are going to have a major announcement about a gift, naming the space at the museum coming up in the next few weeks. You'll get a release about that very soon.
An invitation, maybe?
Perhaps. Maybe, depending on how big that Pepe's lunch is for me, we'll see.
It's
20. Hair bribery. You know, mordida.
It's $20, Ben. Go with that, okay?
We also, we've started programs with the Boy Scouts. We're looking to increase our camp opportunities this summer. And, of course, we're always looking for docents because our museums collectively last year brought in over 180,000 people through their doors. That is greater than the population of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And your phone number?
So you want to get involved in the Museum of History, the phone number is 212-0320. Ask to speak to Jamie.
Interesting. You got a museum exhibit at Centennial today? Melissa Sargent?
Oh, yes, I do. Somewhere on here, if you'll hold on a second, right there. Okay, it is the Centennial Museum, and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens is presenting Time Exposures, Picturing a History of Isleta with an I, Isleta Pueblo in the 19th Century. It's running January 28th through June 3rd of this year, and they have an opening reception today at 1 p.m. at the museum over at UTEP.
That's a sled with an I. They're coming down here.
Yeah, up north.
Playing
yeah.
their story from the north.
That's a very... Well, we're very connected, so I think it's very interesting.
It is a beautiful exhibition.
Oh, sure, you've been through it? The pictures have got to be incredible.
I actually, the former Centennial director actually walked me through some of the material that they had when they were booking the exhibition. It's going to be a real
All
treat.
You museum people hang out together, don't you? I know you do.
It's a conspiracy.
It is, but it's a good one because it works for El Paso's best. Right, let's talk to some people on the phone here. This is Michael. Michael, got you on the radio. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning? Great show. I was just calling. I wasn't able to pick up my prize, but they've already told me that I don't have to wait to 60 days to participate again, so that's great. But my second question was, what are the hours of operation of the museum, and is there a cost to visit?
The museum is open 6 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Wednesday. Actually, we stay open until 9 p.m. on Thursdays, Fridays back to 9 to 5, Saturdays... Okay. 9 to 5, and then Sundays, noon to 5. The best way to get our hours is probably just go to the Museum of History's website, or you can go to www.elpasoartsandculture.org.
And your phone number again, just for
it? It is 212-0320. There is no charge for any of our exhibitions. They are completely free, so please take advantage.
Come on down.
These are really your museums.
I'll be there today.
Awesome. Very good. Have a good
Thanks
one.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks Great for ringing up. Take care.
You also have a donation container. When people come in, they can donate to help out. Just even a few shekels.
Sure, absolutely. Every little bit helps. You'd be surprised, what you end up with when everybody sort of helps pitch in. We're always, of course, looking for sponsorships and private support. As I mentioned, the compact with the city for the museums is really museums pay. The city pays for operations, and we really have to aggressively fundraise and grant right to be able to do the things we do. But we're always excited to do that.
So the next lottery winner in El Paso, go fund the museum a little bit better, okay? Or before then, if you got cash, whatever. Yeah.
Right. Or let's go find a J.P. Bryan somewhere. It's got lots of money.
Wouldn't that be nice if he lived here? All right, got another caller. Hey, oh, here's Johnny. Johnny, come on down with your millions, okay, Johnny?
Well, how you doing, guys? Okay, I'll get right to my comment.
Sure.
I'm looking at the clock here. I know you're about to close down.
We are.
A couple of calls ago, I heard a gentleman from the Chinese community mention Chinese New Year, and I just happened to be looking at the headline on the paper here, too. I don't know if you've done it in the past, but it would be nice if someone from the Chinese community could come in on your show and give us a little bit of history about how the Chinese helped shape El Paso, because I know they did.
Oh, yeah. They had a lot to
Absolutely.
Do with a woman named Ann Fahey, I believe is her name. We had
yeah,
her.
Yeah, Ann. She's great.
She's very good. We'll get her back in here. But
okay.
But the Chinese New Year, I forgot to ask the guy where firecrackers involved, but not inside the city limits, okay? Fair enough. All right, Johnny, good idea. We'll do that. Thanks a lot. Anything else on your mind?
That's it. Have a good weekend.
Same to you.
Take care.
History is actually what ties this community together. And I got to tell you, the History Museum needs to be a focus on what's going on. It's becoming a better focus than it has been, but there's always room for improvement.
Always.
And we got actually a couple of minutes here. If you want to take a moment, tell us what the vision is for the future of that museum as best you can tell. You said you're moving exhibits around.
We're moving exhibits around. I think for me, one of my huge, huge things that I just kind of keep drilling over and over again with everyone is, you know, the best possible quality and increasing the visitor experience. I want to know when somebody walks in, they feel comfortable, they feel welcome, they get excited about what they see. So they see the best on display. We display it in the best possible way. We make sure that our facility and our amenities are there. And at the end of the day, it's really about, like I said, showcasing and celebrating all of the rich history and stories that we have here.
You got a major showcase going on annually, and that's the Wall of Giants. Is that the way to say that?
That is, actually. So one of the things I did when I started was there's a lot of work that goes into the Wall of Giants, a lot of fundraising. And in my mind, I said, why, if we're doing all this work already, why don't we flesh it out into an exhibit instead mm-hmm. of just a wall? Because that way we have the ability to show artifacts and really be a little more true to what we are as a museum.
So one of your main floor galleries is just this now?
Right now, actually, it's devoted to the Women's Club. And, you know, walking through there, you get a really good sense of the tremendous actions that these women have done over the last 100-plus years to move this community and the state forward and some incredible initiatives. This year coming up, we have not formally announced who we will be celebrating.
We know who it is.
We do know who it is. It's actually the first time we've had a joint celebration, but it's two institutions that are very closely linked together. St. Patrick's Cathedral will be celebrating its centennial this mm-hmm. year. Major thing for El Paso. And then, of course, there is a school just around the block from St. Patrick's. We've brought it up several times. I want to go on record as saying I did not choose this. The committee did.
Oh.
But we'll be celebrating the 90th anniversary of Cathedral High School as well.
I was going to say, it's not the Baptist school.
It's not the Baptist school.
It's not the Baptist.
Right. So we'll be looking at those two institutions linked together, what they've meant for the community and, you know, sort of how
the leaders that have come out of there. It's incredible.
It's a matter of the pillars of our history are basically what you've got in there. You call it a Wall of Giants, which is a good idea. That's sort of taken from that Tom Lee mural over
right.
in the courthouse. He painted the Giants.
Right.
And all you really have to do is kind of like go down the line there and you got them.
Right.
And the women are in that mural.
Absolutely.
The Women's Club is something that people, if they don't understand that history, they do not understand El Paso.
Sure.
I mean, it's amazing what those women did.
Right.
All right. Ben Fife, we're out of here for the day. Thank you kindly for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me again.
He's,
Museum
he's
of History.
Another 2-hour, 3-hour, 4-hour show.
Well, this because the history is so good.
And the nice thing is Ben appreciates his history, and he's a native El Paso.
He's a local boy.
Yay.
Local boy.
Thank you for being here. We'll see you down at the Museum of History and wherever you end up.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Everybody else, we'll see you. Are you going to go to Pepe's with us? Maybe not today, but I'll give you a coupon.
He's going to go back and sweat in the yoga.
I was like, after hot yoga, I don't know if Pepe's would be
we're all the rest of we're going to Pepe's.
Pepe's.
Warning to Pepe. Here we
Kenny
come.
Tio.
All right. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week, EPHistory.com, for details about the radio show. And this podcast will be there as soon as I can get it on there.
That's right.
That's the way it goes. See you next week.
Adios.
Have fun. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.